We know country today what it became since back in the 50s, but it wasn't all that big at the time, was it?
No, it wasn't. The country music of today and the country music of when I was growing up are two different worlds, totally. We make little jokes on the side that when you hear the number one country tune today, would Roy Acuff really think that that was welcome on the Grand Ole Opry? I use his name because he was very possessive of anyone messing with his music, his country music back then.
So you were doing some country and you were doing some pop, I suppose, and a variety of things.
We were doing whatever was requested by the audience. There was no set number of tunes that we would do. Really, most of our money came from our kitty, where they would put in money and request a tune. That's where we made our money. Me making $100 a week, I couldn't live on that, but if you added up what was requested, I was thinking the other day, one of the most requested tunes was Sentimental Journey. And I got to thinking about why Sentimental Journey. A lot of the people who came in to nightclubs were lonesome. That's why they were there, was to feel some lively atmosphere or something. I never thought about that for years. Not all that long ago, I got to thinking about doing some things in our show, our current show that we do, and that song just popped up out of the blue, because I must have played it 1,000 times or 2,000 times.
Being in those bars, you had a ringside seat to some bar fights, I would imagine.
Yeah, I shied away from them, but I saw some pretty bad ones. My theory was that I may not be the prettiest thing that you look at, but my facial features, I don't want changed any more than they are already. We did play some places where you had to pay your way in and fight your way out.
While you were so talented with the instruments, you were also able to add the comedic side to Roy Clark. Somewhere along the line, that had to start coming out. Do you remember why it was you even used it? Was it a defensive mechanism? Why did you start being funny?
Exactly a defensive. I wanted to be the first one to laugh at me. I didn't want to play something serious or have someone in the audience laugh. So I'd play something serious, and then I'd make a wisecrack. Like, I won't be the first one. One night, I played something, got a standing ovation. This guy came up. He'd been in the club several times before I'd seen him. He introduced himself and said how much he enjoyed my playing and stuff. He says, you know, you play well enough that you don't have to try to be funny. And it got me to thinking, really? It struck a chord that I never thought of it, except I didn't have the confidence. And to this day, I'm not overburdened with confidence. And I've had a successful career. But you're only as good as your next show.
Do you think you worked maybe even harder at it because you didn't have self-confidence? I once heard an interview with Tony Bennett. He talked about that very same thing. What makes you so good? And he was just saying, I'm afraid I'm going to fail, and I have this lack of confidence. Which drove him on to greatness, and apparently drove you on to greatness as well.
You know, it's funny, of all the people you could compare me to, Tony Bennett, him and I have not been around each other all that much, but the times that we have been, back when they had the jukebox convention where all the jukebox operators, we spent some time there. The last time I saw him was at the White House. But there was a connection between the two of us. As you well know, he does offer a warm, nice feeling just to be in his presence.
Yeah. This point about you were being comedic, you didn't want somebody to laugh at your music playing, so you thought, all right, I'll be funny, and if you're going to laugh at me, it'll look like you're laughing at my comedy and not my music. And you didn't really have to do that, but because of the way your self-confidence was, you did it.
Right. The self-confidence is what I did not have. And to this day, I am not overburdened with it, but there's also a part of me that says, well, you better be confident.